In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My mother loved a good parade, whether it was trout days in Preston, Minnesota, or Buffalo Bill days, or Western days in Harmony. She always loved to go to the parades. And this is kind of a parade day in the church. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday. And I remember another parade we went to. Deborah will confirm this, I think. We went down to Okeechobee, Florida, to visit Deborah's mom down there. And they had a big parade. It was in December. And the boats were all lit up on the canal. And people were coming along. The beautiful young women on the floats were coming by. But they didn't seem to know how to do the beauty queen wave. They were doing all kinds of things, you know. And so I thought it was up to me to kind of train them. And so I went like this. And I went, and they did, they started doing it, didn't they, Deborah? They all went, oh, started doing that. And I thought, if only Jesus had had somebody to help him with his parade activities, he could have done a lot better. It's a bit of a public relations nightmare. Jesus just didn't make the most of his opportunities of glitz and glory that he had. If he'd had somebody who taught him maybe the Messiah wave, I don't know what the Messiah wave would look like, if it would be like this or like this or like this, or I don't know. But I think I could have helped him with this if I'd been there. He was, by all accounts, a spellbinder when he wanted to be. In terms of being a teacher, there's never been anybody like him. In terms of doing signs and wonders, healings and miracles, and feeding 5,000, and walking on water, and all that, incomparable. But he just didn't bring enough pizzazz to the thing, you know? If he would have done that, I think he would have gotten along a lot better. But as it was, instead of, you know, getting a white charger that he could prance in on like a visiting military general, or a tricked out chariot like a king would ride in on, instead he comes in on this little donkey. In fact, it's not even a donkey. It's the colt, the foal of a donkey, which is even littler. So what that means is that Jesus probably had his feet dragging on the ground as he's walking along. That can't be too dignified. He might have been paddling alongside with his feet. He said nothing. He had no wave. He said nothing. And he's on this little tiny donkey. That's lowballing it quite a bit, by my estimation. And if he would have just, you know, been a little more splendiferous, I think things could have been different. There were approximately three different camps of people who were watching the parade, who were singing their hosannas. They were singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to our ancestor David." And so they were, you know, they were hearkening back to some things that they wanted. One group, I call them the Bread King group. They were just people who wanted Jesus to meet all of their immediate material needs. So if he would, when he fed 5,000 people, that was good. If he would just do that everywhere he went, they'd been satisfied. If he would have been the peripatetic lunch wagon, they could have followed everywhere and gotten free lunch. It would have been good. Or if, you know, possessions, material stuff, if he'd have done that, he'd have been good. The second group was what I call the Harry Houdini camp, and they were people who just liked a good show. They want, you know, walk on the water, raise somebody from the dead, you know, heal a paralytic, do spectacular stuff like that. That's good. We want that. And what I was thinking this week about this, and I was remembering back to a musical that came out quite a while back. Remember Jesus Christ Superstar? Did you all see that? Well, there's a really funny part in there about King Herod. Pilate, as you know, sent Jesus to Herod. Herod was excited. He had heard about Jesus, heard about, he's doing stuff. He wanted to see him do some signs, do some miracles. So he was all excited. And then Jesus didn't do it, of course. And then he was disappointed, sent him back to Pilate. But when Jesus was in front of him, Herod sings this song. And he goes, "So you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. If you'll do that for me, maybe then we will see. Come on, King of the Jews." So he sings that thing, and Jesus doesn't do any of that. He doesn't change water into wine. He doesn't walk on water. He just stands there and says nothing. So Herod was greatly disappointed, and so were other people who were looking for that kind of a show. The third camp was what I would call the revolutionary camp. This is a group made up largely of the zealots. You remember the zealots were the super patriots, the ones who thought we should gather our military forces and we should kick Rome out. We're tired of being a conquered state of the mighty empire of Rome. Get together. Jesus, you could be the general. Remember? Kind of like David. They mentioned him as, you know, our ancestor David. Well, who was David? David was not only the shepherd king, like Jesus, I am the good shepherd, but he was the warrior king. David was the guy who won more victories than anybody else. Israel was in its golden age. Nobody had anything on Israel during those days. It was prosperity and peace and military might. It was great. And see, Jesus could do that if he only would. He could galvanize the zealots, the forces, and be ready and kick Rome out. That's what they would like. And that's why they sang Hosanna. The word Hosanna translates literally to save now. All three of these groups were looking for Jesus to save them now in some way. Save them now with materialist stuff and food. Save them from boredom by doing tricks. Save them militarily from the Romans. If you would do that, then it would be great. But of course, Jesus didn't do that. That's not what he came for. And he very clearly said, at various times, that he was there to be a servant. So he was not any of those other kinds of kings. He was the servant king. Well, that's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? I mean, kings don't serve. That's jumbo shrimp and stripeless zebras. That's, you know, servant and king, they just don't go together. And yet that's who he was. That's who he was. Now, the question to us today is, when we waved our palm branches on the way in and when we sang our hosannas, which king were we singing our hosannas to? Were we singing our hosannas to the Jesus who could take care of all of our material stuff? So if our mortgage is paid and we're getting a paycheck and we're eating good and you know, our house is paid off, and then he's good, we can worship him? Or were we worshiping and singing our hosannas to the Harry Houdini king? If we see some signs, I would like to see some miracles every once in a while, then I would know God was real. Here's kind of a funny thing. Recently, I've been having some back trouble from an injury that I had many, many years ago. And at that time, I was scheduled for back surgery on a Friday, and I was having my blood work done on a Tuesday. And my foot was flopping, I had to throw it out like an Arabian horse because it wouldn't pull up. And as I was flopping my way to the clinic to get my blood drawn on Tuesday, all of a sudden my foot picked up, my back stopped hurting, and I thought, huh. And I'd had a little Lutheran healing on Sunday night with Pastor Stan and Pastor John at Holy Trinity in Muncie. And then this was 2 days later on Tuesday, and all of a sudden, and I had asked my surgeon, a Christian man, I said, what if something miraculous happens in the meantime? He said, well, we can always call off surgery. So I called him, said, something miraculous happened, call off surgery. And I didn't have any trouble with it for a long time. But here's the weird thing. I had always said that I believed in miraculous healing. I always said that. But until it happens to you, it's not quite the same until it happens to you. So maybe I'm part of the Harry Houdini crowd. I like to see the miracles. I like, you know, maybe that is me. And the third thing we could do is we could be saying, we hope that God will protect our country. America has been called the new Israel by people. If God is on our side, which of course he is, then, you know, we'll be okay and everything will be fine in our country and nothing bad will happen again. So which king were you singing your hosannas to? One of those three? All of those three? Or were you singing your hosannas to the servant king? And if you were doing it to the servant king, then what that makes you is a servant. And what that means is that you will be looking to say, what is there that I can do for God in His kingdom today? The surrender of your will to say, what is it that God wants me to do? And who does He want me to do it for? How can I turn my will and life over to God and say, you know, Lord, you always have a better idea. Why don't I just let you run things for a while? Since when I was running the world, it didn't turn out as well. Lord, do it your way and let me be your instrument. Let me do what you want. There was a pastor by the name of George W. Truett down in Texas. And there was a rich oil man down there. And he was obviously kind of praising God for all the wealth that he had. But he said to Pastor Truett, he said, you know, 25 years ago I had nothing. And now, he said, you can look in any direction you want, as far as you can see. It's all mine. He said, to the north I have grain, to the west I have oil, to the south I have cattle, to the east I have timber. He said, any direction you want to look, look at that. And I think he expected Pastor Truett to be really impressed by that, which he was not. And Pastor Truett just said quietly to him, yes, and all those directions you have things. And how about this direction? What have you got there? And the guy dropped his head and he said, well, not much, I guess. Well, that's the question today. How much have we got there, regardless of all the other kingships we may be looking at? How much there? Are we willing to be God's people all the time? Because either He is Lord of all, or He is not Lord at all. So today, maybe it's a good idea that I don't teach Jesus the Messiah wave, whatever that is. Maybe He didn't need my help on this, or a good public relations man of some sort. Maybe He already had His own signature move. And it looked like this. And it sounded like this. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.